Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Life and Air Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. On the Life and Air Show podcast, our whole goal is to help you reclaim your life, prioritize the things that are most important to you, and not sacrifice business success in the process. I am joined by Polish Peter, my co-host. Bro, we got an awesome session today. We're going to talk about something I think a lot of people can resonate with and can relate to, and for good reason, we'll talk about it, but it is this: being in business with your spouse. Should you do it? Is this a wise move? Is this a terrible idea? And if you decide to go into business with your spouse, like, how do you actually navigate that? How do you make sure that business does not take over your life? And, you know, date night turns into to a business meeting. So, dude, I'm excited for this one, man.
Well, I just want to preface this entire conversation, because think about it this way, like, wives or husbands that are listening to this conversation, you know what I mean? We're not trying to offend anybody. Well, I want to give in the doghouse here, okay?
Peter, this even refers to you as my work wife, so we're good.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, now that you've kind of said it, look at you jumping ahead of schedule here.
Dude,
yeah.
I had to get in there, so you were going to try and do that.
Everybody knows you're the work wife, okay?
Yeah. Oh. So, all right, let's talk about this, man. So, you know, we have a lot of people in Life and Air, a lot of couples in Life and Air.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are in business together and some of them aren't. And I think that it's a good decision for some people, and it's also a poor decision for others, because, you know, the biggest thing I'd say in terms of whether you're deciding, well, let me back up. One of the biggest reasons I think spouses go into business with each other is it's somebody you trust. Like, you just like, hey, I know this person isn't going to like steal from me, and I know they'll get this thing done because, you know, I trust this person's inherent level of, you know, you have that comfort level with them. So it's like, usually I'll see sometimes it's like, oh, hey, the husband or the wife, by the way, whether I say he or she, it doesn't matter. Hey, can you do the books? Like, I'm going to do or can you do the marketing, or can you like handle, this? And many times it's that level of comfort, I think, that, and by the way, some couples genuinely want to spend more time together, which is awesome. But one of the biggest things I'll say is, before you even investigate this as a possibility, make sure your spouse wants to do this. Because, you know, and this is a problem I see, man, and I know you do too, with people that kind of like are dumping responsibilities onto someone else, and that spouse might feel like, you know, they want to be helpful and they want to feel useful and they want to help their wife or their husband succeed. And so they jump into it, even though it's not really their vision. And this can create conflicts.
Yeah, not only the revision, but what I think happens a lot too is, especially when someone is starting the business and the beliefs are running a lot of the business, you know, I have to do it myself, or nobody can do it as better as me. So they don't want to, Nobody is as good as me. Did I say better as me? Oh, maybe, whatever.
Is as better as me.
The transcripts are on the back table, okay? So nobody's as good as me. Well, now I'm confused. You just confused the crap out of me in this whole conversation. Anyway, the point I'm making is this. A lot of the beliefs are running that conversation, right? So most of the time, what ends up happening, entrepreneurs are looking to hire. So they go and like talk to the spouse and to save money. And so just recognize if that was one of the reasons why you're looking to have that spouse work for you. Because if it is one of the reasons, it may not be the best reason. The next thing that you need to look at is, like Roger brought up, that conversation about, is this part of their vision? That's one. And two, is the job that they would be doing, is this something that aligns with how that person is, who they are, right? Because what ends up happening a lot of times, we'll just take care of this. And, you know, the person who, let's say the spouse is on, let's say on DISC profile, they're like a high D kind of a person, go, 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 making decisions, right? And now you put them on bookkeeping. They'll do it for a while, but ultimately what's going to happen is going to start driving them nuts. And then there are going to be arguments because they're going to be missing different little details because that person is not really suited for making detailed stuff. And what ends up happening, start creating problems and arguments, and it starts to transfer over to the actual marriage, because now you are talking about this at the dinner table, or you're talking about this at any point. Because guess what? When it comes to the husband and wife, literally there is no boundaries most of the time set in place. So a lot of times things can start to unravel from that perspective. So if you are considering doing something with your spouse, I think there is some level of looking at this perspective of, if I was to go hire a stranger, how would I be hiring them and looking from that perspective when it comes to the spouse as well?
So let me unpack a couple things you said, man. I want to double click on this. So the first thing to recognize is like most new business owners in particular will get a partner because they feel insecure and they lack confidence. And so you got to ask yourself this question. Are you bringing your spouse into this for that reason? You know, and also so many people have, to Peter's point, you know, man, what you said is like, you know, is this something that they're actually going to be good at? Or are they just kind of bending over backwards because they love you and they want to help you succeed? But really, you could be causing more damage than good. And the other thing I'd say is like, you know, just because you lack a skill set of, and please, by the way, don't send me a hate email here. But
that's why I said what I said at the beginning of this podcast.
I'm saying this with love. Listen, I'm saying this with love, truly. If you lack the skill set of hiring people, don't try to put a Band-Aid on that by working with your spouse. You got to develop that skill because you're not going to be able to, you cannot, it's, you're going to get to the point where it's just going to be, all you're doing is kind of like, you know, burying your head under the rug of, or in the sand of not having that skill set yet. And so, you know, you might try, and by the way, all of this could be, you know, you might have your spouse that loves this and it is a great fit. And, you know, we'll talk about that in a second, but right now we're just giving you all the cautionary things to kind of consider before you do this. So number one, you know, make sure that this really is what they want to do, not just support you. Number two, make sure this is a skill set that they actually have or they want to develop. And maybe three, investigate your own intentions and your own motivations. Is it because you lack a skill set of hiring people? Is it because you are just, you know, maybe it's just you're relying too much on that previous, the already established relationship and the trust that's been built. And, you know, you kind of, because you gotta break out of that bubble to create a business.
Right. I think there's one more thing that I think you need to consider when you're looking in that direction is, think about it this way. If you are married and you're not working together, or the spouse has a W-2 or whatever it might be, they have a different business, you have a break, kind of physical break from that particular person for a period of time. Some couples need that, I think. Now, when you are having someone work with you or for you, especially like your spouse, you're pretty much majority of the time almost 24/7 with that particular person. So you're going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to learn about that spouse a lot, but you're going to learn a whole lot of things on how to, you know, be in that relationship 24/7. So when you start looking from that perspective, I think that's an important thing to consider, how we work together, you know, to be able to do this 24/7.
Well, dude, in all seriousness, listen, like I'm sure whoever's listening to this, your marriage is perfect and everything's great. But for a couple of people who may not feel like they want to be around their spouse 100% of the time, that is okay. So I definitely don't want you to think that, like, if you don't want to work with your spouse, it doesn't mean your marriage is broken. It does not mean there's something wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you guys don't have as good of a marriage as somebody else who can work together. It's just different. Mm-hmm. And so recognizing that is valuable. It's really valuable. You know, dude, I don't know if I'd want to work with my wife. Like, I kind of like having my own.
Does she listen to this podcast?
And she probably doesn't want to work with me either. Like she.
I could totally see that part. Yes.
Listen, seriously, I'm sure she doesn't want to work with me. You know, we have like time that we really enjoy apart. And so not every couple has the same blueprint, I guess, is what I'm saying. So yeah. Again, like you just got to recognize whether this is a good thing and whether your intentions are really good. So let's assume, for instance, did we miss anything there, man? I think we hit all the
things. I think for the most part, I think we're covered. Now, just knowing that spouse, you know what I mean? I think it's a really important, and literally like looking from the perspective, like if I was to hire someone from the outside, what would I be looking for? Like really like going through the process.
Well,
I think it's important.
And by the way, like, let me also say that it can really introduce a lot of stress into a relationship when, say, let's say one of you guys like has different expectations for the other. And so, by the way, this is where your vision, we keep hammering on the vision, by the way, little plug, get to a Get a Life Getaway so you can create a vision for you and your spouse and you guys can see if this makes sense. But, you know, you have to recognize like that a lot of stress that is in the business can now seep into your relationship if you let it. And so let's assume though, okay, let's assume for the rest of this conversation that your husband, your wife does want to be in business together with you, which is a good thing. Good for you. I'm happy. And that they are in a position that is well suited. Let's talk about now, how do you actually navigate this it is a tricky situation because, you know, you can very quickly become business partners instead of spouses. And, you know, date night can turn into a business meeting. And, you know, it's kind of like the same thing how parents sometimes, like, you know, if you've let, as a parent, you've gone and been a parent for so long that all you talk about is your kids. Like, now business becomes your kid and you have a hard time dissociating from that. And so you've got to really set some boundaries with this, man. And so the first things I would recommend is really setting expectations very, very clearly with each other. Like, hey, from most of the couples that I've spoken with, a formula that seems to work is a divide and conquer approach where, you know, hey, he's going to do sales, she's going to do marketing. She's going to do bookkeeping, he's going to do taxes, whatever it is. But have one person responsible for each different thing and give them the domain to run that part of the business and do not, you know, micromanage them on that. Give them the responsibility and you guys can set up a cadence to check in with each other, but you got to kind of divide and conquer. Don't have both of you responsible for the same thing because that's just going to lead to problems and hurt feelings. Hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming Business Builder Workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a three-day event. It's essentially a three-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpack from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business from a, not a, a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how it can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event, not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So again, November 13th through 15th, the Life in Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeinair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode.
Just make sure it's based on the strengths. You know what I mean? I think that's an important aspect. That's why we were talking about this earlier. And so the other thing, I love that what you just said, because then guess what? You start stepping on each other's toes, right? If you're both doing the same thing and now I know better. No, you know better. I know better. And then the arguments come in. The other aspect that I think it's really important is to make sure that you're aware of the different hats that you guys are wearing in the business and in the relationship. So if you really think about it, if you are someone that works for someone else, like you have a W-2, 5 o'clock hits and you take your work hat off and you come home and you are, you know, husband, wife or whatever hat on that you put on. I think it's important in that business structure that you are very clear on what hats that you are wearing and switching those hats that when you get home after the workday and you've been working together, let's say for the day, that you guys actively switch the hats on so this doesn't seep through. So like Vojo talked about, the date nights don't turn into business meetings, right? You're very clear what hat am I wearing here to date my wife. She's no longer my employee right now. She's my wife, or he's my husband. I think it's a really important step, because I see this so many times in couples that come into my coaching program and they've been working together. And what ends up happening is, you know, like you said, you constantly talk about business, because guess what? It's pretty much one of the most important things. And then one of the spouses ends up feeling like they're not going good enough. The marriage is not, something is wrong or whatever it might be. And now problems start to happening. So I think this is an important aspect. The other thing I would say, do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, man. Well, along those lines, I think it's really important that you set up, you know, time boundaries. Like, hey, this is work time and we're going to cut it off at this point, at this time. And, you know, it's not letting, you know, you're watching TV in the evening. It's not getting on your phone and checking whether like an email came in. It's like having those boundaries and really respecting those and honoring them. And doing that and helping each other with that too. And again, you got to be careful here, because like it can spouse, you know, it could be easy to kind of create friction around that. But I think you got to really have those boundaries in place. Otherwise, like it's just so easy for it to take over.
Yep, it is. Here's the other thing that I don't think is being talked about, and I think that's an important aspect to this whole situation, is this. I think both people, husband and wife, need to have someone to talk to outside of each other. Like, give you an example. As a coach, I coach a lot of different couples. I coach couples who are in the business together. And what ends up happening, what's really good for them, is that both the husband and the wife come to me on an individual basis and have a conversation with me about their feelings, their things, what they're thinking, their specific head when the business, and, you know, like sort of vent kind of a thing. I think sometimes that's important, because I think you can't vent to your husband and your wife later on about the husband. You know what I mean? I can't go to my work, my Vojo, and say, Vojo, I'm venting about you because you're driving me nuts. You know what I mean? So I think it's an important aspect.
So let me clarify that a little more. This doesn't mean like someone that's you're inappropriately sharing with, like, right? Like, so I would strongly recommend against like an opposite gender friend that you are confiding in. I think that's a whole different discussion.
All right.
But having somebody else in a business setting, a business space, like a coach, like a Matt. So, you know, Peter, your group in Life and Air, like, you know, having maybe even a colleague in your mastermind group, or a few colleagues that you guys have maybe a little accountability group together, having somebody to bounce ideas off of other than just your spouse and other than just that person, like, does give you another a higher level of global perspective that is valuable and that you can relate to. So for instance, you have other couples that are in business together and you're struggling with your spouse. Well, it might really help you to talk with those other couples and see how they've overcome these challenges, to get the insight as to the experiences they've already gone through.
Yeah. So I think that's an important aspect. The other thing is, I think there needs to be this space of setting time aside where both of you guys can come, whether it's some kind of a meeting, and have a non-judgmental space for the spouse to talk to the other spouse about what's going on in their mind, in their head about, you know, I know I can talk to the mentor, talk to the coach, but I think that's also important for both of them to communicate in a space of non-judgment kind of between each other kind of thing. Because guess what?
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you think about it this way, in marriages, we have these discussions. There's a healthy way of communicating. There's an unhealthy way of communicating. And same thing with business. So I think it's really important to set this kind of, like he said, a culture, you know, between each other, like the vision for the business, how we communicate. What do we do? Like one of my couples, what they do is they meet ever so often and they literally set dedicated time aside to talk business. And they created this sort of like a checklist that they say, here's what's present in this meeting. So neither one of us is, I'm not making you wrong. Here's what's happening. Here's what I think needs to happen. You know, how we need to address it, how we need to shift or whatever it might be. Because depending on the spouse, they might take an offense to it. And now it starts to translate over to their relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's important as well.
Like a quarterly, full day offsite, owner's meeting, which if you guys are the owners, it's you, would be valuable. And you got to recognize as well as like, if there's tension up top with you and your spouse in the business, you have other employees, it's going to filter down. And so you've got to be good with each other. And just go into this knowing that like the relationship can affect the business, because you guys have a fight over something in the relationship. Now all of a sudden, like it seeps into the business, and there's a little bit of a snarky attitude when you ask if like, hey, did you look at this month's P&L, and like, you know what I mean? Like, so you got to just be aware of it. Like, where if there is tension, where is it coming from, and how do we solve it? And then if at any time you have to course correct and be like, hey, this isn't working, we got to do something different, just have that conversation. Now, I know we've painted a lot of, maybe a little bit of a bleak picture accidentally on working with your spouse, but I also want to let you know I've seen incredible businesses that function with spouses that are in it, and they've figured it out, and they love it, and they're rocking and rolling, and it is awesome. Like, I love seeing couples that are like kind of super couples that are rocking and rolling together, and they're totally aligned, and that's not to say there's never friction, but they've allowed themselves kind of like the period of experimenting to see what works for them. They've learned from other people, and they've decided for themselves that like, we actually want to be part of the same team and we love doing this together. And that's awesome. So please don't take this, all the cautionary stuff up front, as saying you shouldn't do this, because that's not true. It's just that everybody is different. And so you got to decide what that looks like for yourself.
Yeah, I love that. Glad that you brought that up, because I think it's important. I want to add another version of it. And that is this. It may not necessarily be that you are working with the spouse in the business. Like in my case, my wife doesn't work in my business. You know what I mean? We've had discussions about it, but as of right now, she doesn't work in my business. However, what she does that's quote unquote working in my business version of it is the support. I will tell you this, like for instance, for a long time, before I was married, I was coming to the retreats by myself, right? First time that she came to the retreat with me, just sat next to me. It was, I don't know even how to explain, but having that person by my side and just being the support system for me helped me as a business owner to grow. So it may not mean that you have to be in the business together, but maybe you have a discussion what it looks like to be just a supportive spouse. And what would that business owner need from you in order to see like it's a supportive spouse, and how does that show up? So like, when I do certain things, how my wife talks to me about it and asks me about our business, I think it helps me tremendously as a business owner to grow my business because of that support system that she can be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But at the same token, like there, you may have a spouse who is not interested at all in your business. And that's cool too. Don't be mad at them for it.
Right.
That's okay. Like, I guess the end of what we're all trying to say here is you got to know you, you got to know your spouse. You got to make sure like you are on solid. If you have a relationship that's being challenged right now, personally, I would not recommend you going to business, because it will increase the stressors for you guys and the potential places for conflict. But if you are in a good place and if things are going well and there's all the previous criteria that are being met that we talked about earlier, then maybe it's a good fit.
Yeah. It's similar, like, we've seen this before. Couples are having trouble. So they're like, let's have a baby. Maybe that'll fix things.
Oh, yeah. That's
business
great.
Is like a baby, by the way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It never fixes it. Never.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, listen, I hope you guys got something out of this. Maybe share this with somebody who you know is considering going to business with their spouse, and they need to just get a little bit more insight as to what that process may look like and what to expect. If you enjoyed this, please leave us a review or a thumbs up. Share it with anybody else as well that you feel like they benefit. And we will see you next week as well. Take care, everybody.